fancy ass people also known as our team sponsors.
Tyler points out, unhelpfully. No need to tell me, I say. My agent has done that enough. Miles finally answers my question.
We're here to remind you that Christmas doesn't have to suck.
So that's their master plan. Too bad I'm out of holiday fucks to spend on what they're selling. The lobby is festooned with wreaths, garlands, and twinkling lights, and scented with pine. I bet there's even mistletoe hanging all over the place, just waiting to trick people into thinking romance and Christmas go together. I've got the scars to prove they absolutely do not. It looks like Christmas threw up in here. Miles and Tyler exchange knowing looks. Well, it does, I insist, even though neither brother says anything. Tyler sighs heavily.
Rowan, are you still trying to wiggle out of this?
Yes. Yes, I am. Haven't I mentioned I'd rather be
doing anything else?
Oh, so you were listening. We pass a waterfall sculpture spewing red and green water. Two colors that nothing should spew outside of a horror movie.
We got the message,
Miles says.
We did,
Tyler echoes.
But now the deed is done.
We've reached the entrance to the auction, a white door with glass etched with snowflakes. Beside it, a shiny brass plaque says, The Snowflake Room. I stifle a groan and follow the brothers inside, where an attendant hands us numbered paddles. I tuck mine into my back pocket.
You should bid on something,
Miles says.
The money all goes to charity. Didn't Jason say that was another benefit of coming here?
Jason Marlowe is my agent, and, more importantly, my best friend since college. I trust him with my career and, well, my life. But I could have donated without attending. But like Tyler said, the deed is done. Time to venture into this dragon's lair. A holiday party can't be worse than taking to the ice to fend off an opposing team's vicious forwards. I train every day to jostle and elbow and... Okay, fine, check as many guys into the boards in a game as I possibly can. What's 3 hours of holiday-themed auction items and an infinite Christmas music soundtrack? Miles pats me on the shoulder.
You've got this, man. I have faith in you.
I scowl. Niceness will get you nowhere. He grabs a mini candy cane from a silver bowl by the door.
Here you go. Something you like. Plus, it'll shut you up.
Damn it. Candy canes are my kryptonite. Fine, I say, begrudgingly.
Good man.
Miles pats my shoulder again.
Now, we need to go say hi to our women. Don't start any fights or throttle any trees while we're gone.
Check out the auction list,
Tyler suggests.
We'll catch up with you soon.
I wave them off, satisfied with a candy cane for company now. I toss the crinkly wrapper in a discreet trash can and scan the room. If possible, it's even more glittery than the lobby, and nutcrackers are everywhere, even on the edge of the stage. The one thing I don't mind about the holidays is the food. I've got zero problems with treats or sweets, and I'm pretty sure there are some of those snowball cookies calling my name from a long table draped with a white mistletoe-patterned tablecloth. I stroll along the spread of sweet and savory hors d'oeuvres, from chocolate orange ganache cookies to bruschetta with arugula and sun-dried tomatoes. I ignore the toast points with brie and cranberries, zeroing in on the raspberry thumbprint cookies right next to the punch bowl. At the end of the table, where I can't miss them, despite my focus on food, are folded cardboard table tents for the auction items. A holiday lights tour, chauffeured in a horse-drawn carriage. Pass. No way the horses would like that. Mistletoe installation service to ensure no spot in your home is without holiday romance. Please, I'd rather take a puck to the eye. Signed memorabilia from the Sea Dogs, including pucks and jerseys from yours truly, the team's most badass defenseman. That's a great gift for anyone, but I can't bid on that and deny a fan. A VIP suite for a women's pro hockey game. Now that's cool and maybe worth bidding on. They play their hearts out in every game. I squint at the next table tent. Find your mistletoe love. I snort, but since it's next to the punch bowl, I read the description. Looking for the perfect gift this holiday season? Treat yourself or someone special to an exclusive matchmaking package from Cupid's Confidant. With a proven history of creating real connections, Cupid's Confidant will help you find the one who will make your holiday sparkle. Because nothing pairs better than romance and holiday cheer. I roll my eyes so far back that I could see the door behind me if my skull wasn't in the way. That is the most pointless thing I've ever seen.